It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Happy Saturday and welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. It's 107.3 WBBL every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. My name is Barbecue Bob.
Good morning, Bob. Randy here. Hey, we've got a big hour ahead of you. This is the second hour of going. We've got John Kogel coming from Kogel Meats coming at us. We got Chef Nathan, who's down from the Carolinas. We're going to have a little man law segment coming up. We got a bunch more recipes with regard to the March basketball tournament, some quick stuff you can do on your grill. Going to talk a little bit about the salmon are running in the rivers right now.
Oh, man.
And I got
so are the steelies.
Yeah, and I got a steelhead recipe that you will not want to miss. But okay. Right now, we're going to go out to John Kogel from Kogel Meats, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about our favorite tubular meat, the hot dog.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
So it's great to talk to John Kogel because just a couple weeks ago we were talking to John Leinenkugel and we were getting all the Johns with a great German heritage lined up. So kind of fun there.
Yep. They know how to eat and drink too. That's a good part.
Now you're over in Flint?
Yes. Yep. Our business here is here in Flint.
Okay. Tell us, how old is that business? You've been, what, four generations?
I'm the third generation. My grandfather started the business back in 1916 as a small butcher in downtown Flint.
Wow. So he must have had some pretty good butcher skills then, if it's lasted this long.
And yes, he learned the business through the apprenticeship program in Germany, brought those skills to the United States, actually settled up in Milwaukee, but wanted to do some of his own thing. And one of the salesmen that was supplying a plant he was working at said, you know, if you want to make it big, go to Flint, Michigan, because the auto industry is going to boom there.
What a great idea. Wow.
Yes.
That is a cool story. Tell us another one.
Well, that is. And so he handled the commissaries here for the workers that were building the GM plants. That gave him a loyal following.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he continued to specialize, perfect his recipes. And as the business here of the GM grew and the people came into the area, he was able to grow right along with it.
Wow, what a fantastic Michigan business story. That's cool. That's one you don't hear a lot. But John, this is Randy. But my question to you is when I think Kogel's, I think hot dogs. But there's got to be more to your product offering than hot dogs. Tell me what other great things I can get with the Kogel name on it.
Well, Kogel makes 32 different recipes. That translates into 64 different products for the retail market. And we make a complete line of sliced lunch meats, Polish sausage, bratwurst, Italian sausage. So we have quite an extensive lineup just depending on, you know, what your pleasure at the time.
Are they all made right there in Flint?
Yes.
Awesome. So are you using beef, pork, chicken, or a combination of both? What are we looking at as far as the product that you're using to make your final products?
Well, our hot dogs, of course, are the meat blocks, 60% beef, 40% pork. We put no poultry in our products, much unlike our competition, unless you buy an all-beef frank from them. We do make a chicken Vienna, and we want to differentiate ourselves with the chicken Vienna, and that's a natural casing frank is really what the Vienna means.
The Kogel
Snap,
right?
That's the only thing we do with chicken.
Yeah, that's the Kogel Snap. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic. So no chicken lips is what you're saying, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Don't like chicken lips. They're a little chewy.
Never had them, but I'll believe you.
Yep. So what's your best-selling item? I mean, we're this is the Grilling Guys. You're on 107.3 WBBL. We're speaking with John Kogel from Kogel Meats. And John's explaining to us a little bit about his family heritage and the business and how it's in a fourth generation. But I'm interested, what is your best-selling item that people would put on a grill?
Our best-selling item is our Vienna, the natural casing Frankfurter.
That's right.
That has to be because they fly off the supermarket shelves.
Yeah.
When we go to the supermarket, I mean, we always grab a pack or two. Sometimes my wife will grab the great big pack, but those are your standard wieners, right? Or in the big long 24-pack or 48-pack.
Well, we have a couple. I mean, we have the 24-count package, which is our Viennas, and then we have a 39-count pack, which is our skinless Frankfurters.
Okay.
The same flavor, much the same meat block, but we do believe that that natural casing does add the snap, as you've already mentioned, and it makes it a little bit more flavorful because it holds the juice inside.
Oh. Well, if I'm going to do chili dogs, I will very often find some Skyline chili in the can, and I'll get Kogel Viennas and some good fresh buns from Arnie's, and that makes the ultimate Cincinnati chili dog. Just a little clue for you there if you want to try that.
Right. Well, Kogel makes a chili, too. So.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we do. It's be kind of a considered a Detroit-style chili. We've been doing it food service for about 20 years now, and we just came out with a retail line. It's in a 13-ounce chub, and you'll see that on the market hopefully more this summer.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. That's why we didn't know about it. It's just coming out. Well, good.
When you say Detroit-style, are you talking like the Coney's downtown?
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be a hit.
We've been making that for some of the Coney's down there for years, and just decided we'd put it on the market so other people could try it.
Okay. I was just at those two Coney stands. They're right downtown. I can't think of the name of them, though.
Well, the American Lafayette.
American
the ones right
Lafayette,
downtown.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, we're not doing it for those specifically, but we do have some of the outlying Lafayettes, and they're buying some of it. So.
Now, the Lafayette is the runnier one, and the American, I believe, is the thicker sauce. Which would yours...
They're about comparable. We really make the distinction here in the industry between Flint, which is more of a meat topping, and that's why we say Detroit, and that is more of the creamy texture down there. So that is what we have duplicated as a creamy textured chili.
Fantastic.
Well, I think that's going to be fun. I can't wait to taste that. I'm a big chili dog guy. But John, we really appreciate you coming on and discerning some of these interests for us and helping us chop up the hot dog a little bit and getting the information to the marketplace. We love Michigan businesses, and we're really happy that you guys are rolling along in a town that's struggling. It's good to see a business just banging out the product. So thanks so much for joining us this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again when you launch a new product.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That was John Kogel from Kogel Meats talking to us about the products and things that he's got out on the market. You know, Bob, I, too, my favorite hot dog is the Kogel Vienna, but something he said that I don't want it to be overlooked, and that is that natural casing on there is a little more resilient to the heat on the grill.
And I never thought of that, but when he said that, it made total sense.
That's right, but you don't want to use a fork to turn your dogs.
Never.
Because you'll pierce that skin, and all the juice will come out, and then you got dried up little hot dogs. Use a set of tongs, guys, out there, and you can cook them. They you can tell when they're done. It's a hot dog, right? It's not rocket science, but don't pierce them with a fork. Turn them with a set of tongs.
Then it would be fork skin.
Yeah, right, I guess, because it would. It'd dry all out. Speaking of drying all out, one of the things you don't want to do when you cook fish is overcook it. And what I've got is, right now, Bob, the river's full of salmon and steel, probably just steelhead, isn't it?
I don't know. I've only heard of the steelhead, but it's about time for salmon.
Yep. I see a lot of guys when I'm driving in here in Grand Rapids or up north of town, up by the Rogue River. There's guys parked all over the side of the roads, and I see them putting their waders on. And
makes me envious.
Yeah, me too, because the cool part is one, they're out in nature and they're enjoying themselves, and you and I really, really enjoy that. But the better part is that they usually come away with some fish.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite fish is steelhead that comes out of the river. It's very light in flavor. But we're going to talk a little bit about a recipe here. But when you clean a steelhead, Bob, do you leave the skin on or do you take it off?
I always leave it on.
Right. And that's for when we grill it, then the fish doesn't fall through the grates. And a lot of times, you know, we oil the grill down a little bit before we put the fish on so it doesn't stick. But when you serve it, a lot of times what you'll do is you'll put maybe like a knife on the edge of the skin and run a spatula right between the skin and the fish and take it off, and we're serving it with just the fish and the skin is just discarded.
Right.
Right?
Or burning up on the grill.
Yeah, if you didn't put the oil on. Exactly. But this is a simple one, guys. This is a really simple recipe for this steelhead, and I think you're going to love it. Get about a 1.5 to 2 pound fillet. That's about an average one side of the fish that you're going to have. Leave the skin on, as we mentioned. You know, again, real simple. Just got a little coarse sea salt here. I cover it with sea salt as much as you like. Salt is good on fish. It adds a great flavor. Couple teaspoons of dried dill. Fish and dill always go together. And then here's the kicker: is 2 to 3 tablespoons of brown sugar. And you put the brown sugar on last, and you spread it over the top evenly. And what happens is, and you're going to put this on a grill, and at a pretty high temperature grill, because what you want to do is caramelize that brown sugar on top of there. It'll seal in the sea salt, it'll seal in the dill, and it'll come up with just a fantastic looking piece of fish, as well as it's just a great flavor. My wife loves this recipe because it's a little bit sweet.
Do you ever like put any kind of salsa or fruit salsa or anything on top of that when you serve it then?
You know, you could a little mango chutney.
Ooh,
or something like that. Yeah, because that fruit again will bring out the flavor in the fish. And you know, we're not trying to mask the flavor of the fish, we're trying to enhance it. A lot of times people will put so much lemon or whatever it is on the fish that you can't taste the fish at
the
end.
If it's salmon, you know, that's okay to kind of to neutralize that a little bit with some lemon. But for steelhead, I mean, you don't want to mess with it too much. I'm thinking that tequila lime recipe we did would be a good way to do that.
Yeah, it would. There's a lot of good things you could do. You know, I've got another one here a little bit later in the spring. If you catch some fish now and you put them in your freezer and pull them back out, I've got a morel mushroom risotto that goes with just a piece of steelhead. And again, very light seasoning on the steelhead, grill it up, make the risotto. We'll put this stuff on the website at thegrillingguys.com.
Absolutely.
And we'll have these two recipes up there for you guys, because if you're like me, you go out and you catch your limit of salmon, and you got a lot of salmon to eat, and you like a few different ways to cook it up.
That's right. So get your fishing poles out, get your grills out. It's time to clean out the garage, boys.
It's spring time, and it is a new season. The snow's behind us. It's kind of cold out today, but it's coming, baby.
It's Saturday. It's time to get your gear going. So get your rods going, get your grills going. It's the Grilling Guys. We'll be back in just a minute.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.